Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with me, that's a little bit of the Stones bringing this back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Having a great visit with our good friend Joe Bailey. Joe is a psychotherapist. He's the author of a number of books, Fear Proof Your Life, Slowing Down to the Speed of Life, and on, several books that he's written. He's one of the guys we call on when we need to get centered, when we need to stop the world from spinning around us. And Joe, thanks again for hanging out with us. I keep thinking about when I think about things like what has just happened in New Jersey and New York and the whole Frankenstorm, they call it, this horrible thing. I've never seen anything like that, Joe. I mean, I've been around a lot of storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, snowstorms, blizzards, etc. But I've never seen a storm like that. That was the angriest thing. And it was like it just didn't want to stop. It not only blew things away, it flooded things, and then it turned into a snowstorm, it was amazing. And as I think about those people, I can't help but think about the book, and you'll remind me of the guy's name who wrote this. I can see his face. When bad things happen to good people.
Yeah. Oh, Rabbi.
Schuller.
Schuller.
Thank you. Yes. When bad things happen to good people, yeah. I've been thinking about lately. What do you think?
Well, you know, I think bad things do happen in our world. You know, the bumper sticker says it a different way. But things are, the unexpected is always happening in our businesses. You know, with the economy, you have a sale day and it's pouring rain and nobody comes.
Right.
Your kids, you know, get in trouble with the law or with drugs or something. You know, things happen to all of us. We're human beings.
Mm-hmm.
But it's how we deal with it that determines whether that takes us down or becomes an opportunity to dig deeper and to change more and to learn to adapt to the challenges that life brings. You know, so often I've seen so many stories of tragedies hitting small towns or even big cities and how it brought a community together for the first time. You know, we live in a society where people are so isolated. I don't know how it is down in Alabama, but up here, many people don't even talk to their neighbors. It's, you know, we live in our own little
silos
watching.
It's amazing how cocooned we become, isn't it? And I see this wherever I go. And I'm, you know, I still wave at people. I still look over and say, hey, how's it going?
me too.
And I don't get that back all the time. I agree with you. I think we need to fix that. But you know, I wrote about something the other day about leadership, and I reprised the term I've heard other people say before, that adversity doesn't create character. It reveals it.
Yes.
And I believe
like
that. And I think that's what we see. Isn't that what we're seeing now as we see people in the Northeast rebuilding, as we see people helping one another, as we see the first responders running towards the danger? Aren't we seeing a human character?
Yeah, and when we see people being resilient and acting on that resiliency, like you said, that everyone has, it inspires everyone to have hope and to see that, well, we can all, if they can adapt to this, if they can deal with it that way, maybe I can too.
And isn't that why it's important for all of us to try to demonstrate some character? I mean, we never know who's watching, do we?
We don't really know, but we never know what's going to happen. The future is always unknown. But we do have the ability to trust in our instincts and trust in our inner wisdom that it's going to guide us no matter what happens. And I know that down to my toes.
Yep.
So when danger confronts or difficult situations, I may have a fearful thought go through my head, but I know not to go there. I know that my resiliency and my my inner wisdom is going to guide me through whatever life brings me.
Somebody walked up to me, a young man walked up to me a few years ago, and it was a relative, and I hadn't seen him in a long time, and he said, "You said something to me 5 years ago that turned my life around." And he, at that point, he had really become very productive, was on the way to having a great family. And he said, "It's all because of something you said to me." I don't even remember the conversation he was talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And then you might think, well, boy, I bet that made you feel good. But you know what? It really kind of frightened me. Because it made me think, if I didn't remember what I said to him, have there been times when I turned somebody the other way because I didn't realize that I could have had a negative impact on someone? You see what I mean? It really made me more concerned than proud, and it made me realize that sometimes you have the ability to inspire to turn things around, and we should take that opportunity. We should be more aware of those things. What do you think?
Well, I think we're always impacting each other. You know, we're all in a relationship with our customers, with our family, with people we meet on the street or in the line at Target or wherever. And so every interaction is important. But I think what happened with you in that interaction is that your relative, they were in a moment where they were ready to have an insight. You know, mm-hmm. I can say wise things all day long as a therapist, but every now and then someone will hear what I'm saying and have an insight, and it's so the change really comes from them. It doesn't come from me, and when I remember that, it helps keep me humble, because otherwise you can
hold on to that
feel pretty bad when they don't do well.
Hold on to that thought, Joe. Joe Bailey, ladies and gentlemen, Joseph Bailey, and I will be right back. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.